Mesechta Saita, Daf Gimel, six lines from the bottom of Daf Beis on Beis, we saw in the Mishnah two shitas. Rabbi Eliezer held that you need two edim for kinoi and one ed or even al pi atzmai in order to testify as to stira. Rabbi Shua held that you need two edim both for kinoi and for stira. And we saw in the Brisa that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda had a version of Rabbi Eliezer shita that you only need one ed or even al pi atzmai for the asra or for warning, and then you need two edim as to stira. And all agree that once you had kinoi and stira, then if an Eidecher comes and states that I know that she had actual bia with this man, then he would be Neman because there's a reglai l'dava. And our Gemara begins, Amr Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Ma Lashon Kinoi, what is the Lashon that the Torah states, Va'ava lav ruach kina v'kineas ishtai? And Reish Lakish explains, Dava ha'matel kina b'inala b'inachirim. This refers to the anger that is caused by the husband by warning her between her and other people. And the Gemara explains, Alma kasava. So we see that Reish Lakish holds, like Rebbe Eliezer in the Braisa, that kinoi al pi atzmai, that the warning can be done even by himself, and he doesn't have to do it in front of Edom. And therefore, when he warns her, no one will actually know that he actually warned her, as his warning was given to her. And therefore, Amri, they will say, why is it that she separated herself from society? And therefore, people will be angry with her. And the Menuchas Chinuch brings a raya from here, and when a man warns his wife, he could warn her that she can't be seisa, she can't seclude herself with multiple people. And that's why Agamar says, but Amri might come on the Kabbalah, that people will see that she separated herself and she's not secluding herself with many men, as if it would be only one man that she is usa to seclude herself with, then why would that cause any katata? And others explain just the opposite, that by the fact that she actually was warned not to seclude herself with one specific man, and since regarding other men, she's acting karugal, and is only regarding this one man, she actually not speaking to him, so that'll cause strife between him and her, as if she would not be speaking to anyone, then no one would care, because they would realize that she's acting like a tznua, and that's why she's not speaking with anyone. However, the pashtas, the Gemara seems to be saying that once a man warns his wife not to seclude herself even with one man, then she's nervous to go into other places where she may come into a situation where she may be secluded with that person, and it will cause her to become a suffix saito. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda bar Shalmi mishmeda bayama, and Rabbi Yehuda bar Shalmi, the name of Abaya, states that the lashon of kinui is based on the fact that when he actually warns her, it'll cause anger between him and her. And therefore we see that according to Abaya, he learns like Rabbi Shua or like Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, that the only way to warn your wife is only when you have two edim. And therefore once you have two edim, that will create a call. And therefore everyone will know that he actually warned her and he suspected her of having a relationship with a man. And therefore he will cause that there will be strife between husband and wife. And as Rashi says, that his wife will be angry at him because he was choshedar, having a relationship with someone, and that's why she will start being angry with him, and once she's angry with him, he will be angry with her. And the Mefarshim explained that it seems from this Gemara, as well as from Rashi, that the only way the husband has right to warn his wife is only when he is choshed that she actually had a relationship with this person, but if he didn't have any chashash, then it would not be proper to do kinui. And the Gemara continues, at Daf Gimel Amalaf, Alma Kasava, we see from both Reish Lakish and Abaya, that they hold Asil Kanois, that generally it's also for a husband to go and warn his wife, as that will cause anger and strife. The Gemara continues, according to the Mandam and the whole, that it's proper to warn your wife, and there's no problem with doing so. So what is the Lashon of Kinoi? It can't mean the Lashon of anger, as otherwise it would be also Kanois. So Amram Nachmar Yitzchak, Ein Kinoi L'Lashon Asra, the Lashon of Kinoi comes from Lashon of warning someone, and as it states in the Pasuk in Yoel, the Kadosh Baruch Hu brought a plague of many locusts, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu stated that if they do tshuva, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will warn the locusts not to continue to destroy any other fields. The Pasuk states, Vayikadin Hashem la'atay, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu warned the locusts regarding the rest of the fields. And the Gemara continues, Tani b'lanta b'raisa, Hayramei Omer, Amei stated, Adam Oiva Aver B'seisa, a person will do Averis in seclusion. For example, an Isha who's Mizana, she does so in seclusion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu machers ala begaloi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes that the husband will be angry, and therefore he'll warn her, and therefore it'll cause that everyone will know that she did this Avera. And as Rashi states, Shinaisim b'lei b'ayla l'kanis la v'adav m'sparsim b'galoi, Rameh brings a pasuk shenema, as the pasuk states, va'ava lav ruach kina ve'in avira al-lashon achraza, and the lashon of va'ava is from the lashon avira, which is the lashon of calling out and of announcing shenema, as the pasuk says, b'pashas ve'yakel ve'yitzav Moshe ve'yavira kol b'machra, that Moshe commanded, made an announcement in their camp. And the Gemara continues, Reish Lakish shama, Reish Lakish states, and some agurus over here, I'm Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish is not going back on the words of Rameh, and he's staying a new statement, and it's not that he's being chaylik on Rameh. And Reish Lakish states as follows, in adam oiva avira A person doesn't do an Avera, and the standard word Avera always refers to Znus. A person will not come to Znus unless he has some sort of Ruach Shtus in him. Shinem, as the Pasuk says, B'negeya Asaita, Ish Ish Kisista Ishtai, and really the Pasuk could have said, Kisite Ishtai. That would be the same Lashon, and it would mean that she went astray. In addition, it could have said, Kisista Ishtai with a Samach, and since the word Sista is written with a Sin, therefore we learn as if it says it with a Shin, the Lashon of Sista is a Lashon of a Shaita. And the Gemara continues, Tanavir Abishmal, we learned in Yeshiva Abishmal, why is it, as we learned yesterday, that once you have Kinyan and Stira, and then an Eirecha comes and says, I know that she actually was Mizana because I saw that they actually has Zus, that he would be Neman? Reglayim Ladova, Shari Kinyan Lav Nistira, as is Reglayim Ladova, since it was already Kinyan and Stira, Ve'Eirecha Me'ida, Shari Tmeya, and now that an Eirecha comes and says that I know that she was Mizana, then we would believe him. Based on a Gemara that we learned yesterday, we know that this is learned out from the Pasuk that says, Ve'Nistira Ve'Hinitma, Ve'Eidein Ba, Ve'Hila Nisbasa. So therefore, since the Torah says that she was not an Anusa, it must be that she actually becomes Asa at this point. And we learned based on the fact that it says Ve'Eidein Ba, that she will become Asa even though there weren't two Eidim and it was only an Eid Echad. And the Gemara will now ask that L'chira, Rabbi Shmuel just stated that this is because there was Kinyan Stira already. However, in the Pasha of Saita, the actual Psukim start, V'Shachav Isha Isa Shech V'Zara V'Nela Me'in Isha V'Nistra V'Hinitma. So it talks about Stira and it talks about Tuma. And then the next Pasuk talks about Kinoi, as the Pasuk says in Pasuk Yudalim, V'Avalav Ruach Kina B'Kinei Sishtai V'Hinitma. Mashmais is that the Kinoi did not happen yet, and therefore Amalei our Papa Abaya, so our Papa asked Abaya, V'Haki Ksiva Kinoi Basa Stira V'Tuma L'Chiva L'Chaira, the warning happened after the Stira and Tuma, and how do you say that it was Reglayim L'Dava because there were Kinoi and Stira if there wasn't Kinoi yet? And Amalei, so Abaya responds back to our Papa, V'Avar, when the Pasuk says V'Avalav Ruach Kina B'Kinei Sishtai, actually does not mean that he warned her at this point. Pasuk means if a kva avar, he already warned her prior to her having stira, and that's why an eid echad would be believed. And the Gemara says if you're saying the word va'avar means that already occurred in the past, el me'ata va'avar lachem kol chalutz hashis matas, when Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the bnei Gad and bnei Reuven and chetzi shev Menasha that they could have eva yadin as long as they go and fight with Klal Yisrael together with Yeshua, Moshe Rabbeinu used the lashon of va'avar lachem kol chalutz hachinami. Would you say that the lashon va'avar means in the past? Of course, it means in the future, as they were going to go and fight together with Yeshua, which will happen after Mises Moshe. And the Gemara answers, Hasam minichsiv v'nich b'sha'aretz l'fnei Hashem ba'achat Yeshuvu. Since over there we know that the pasuk says you will agree to go and capture the land and then you'll come back. So mashma laba. Therefore, over there the standard lashon va'avar is definitely mashma in the future. Elahacha isak gedaklik v'chsivi. However, in the pasha of Soita, if you're going to tell me you that when the pasuk states v'nistar v'hinitmar and then it says va'avar is exactly as it stated, so the Gemara asks, basatum v'stira kinu lamidli, after you already had tuma as well as stira, then of course you don't have to warn her anymore. There would be no purpose, and it must be that this kinyan happened prior to the stira, and therefore you already had kinyan and stira. And once you had tumah, since there was reglayim ladava, an eid echad is neman. And our gemara continues. Tanavre Rabbi Shmuel, again Rabbi Shmuel taught us in the following brayse, in adam kana leishtai elam kenei nichtas by ruach shtus, that the only way the person will warn his wife is only if some sort of spirit enters into him. Shenem, as the pasuk says, va'avol love ruach kina v'kineis ishtai, that some sort of ruach came into the person, and that's why he warned her, his wife. And gemara asks, my ruach, what is this ruach referring to? Rabbanan Ami Ruach Tumah. The Rabbanan states referring to a Ruach Tumah of the Yetzirah and of the Satan. Rashi explains Ruach Tumah Lidei Satan Habolachtiyai Lahakdin Hazishtai. Rav Ashi Ama Ruach Tara. Rav Ashi states this comes from a pure place as it's Ruach Tara, as Rashi says Shashayne Sapritas, because the husband hates that she's a Prutza. It would seem that Machlik is between Rabbanan who says Ruach Tumah and Rav Ashi that says Ruach Tara would be based on the Gemara that we had before, if it would be Asala Kanais or Mutala Kanais. And the Gemara continues with Mustaber Commander Amar Ruach Tara. It's Mashma, and it seems like Rav Ashi who says that's Ruach Tara. The Tanya, as we learned in the Brisa, Bikinis Ishtai, Rishus, to Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Shmuel, when the Torah tells us that you should warn your wife, it means they have Rishus and you're allowed to do so. Rabbi Kiva says it's actual Chayv. If a man has a Chash that his wife is being Mizana, then he has to warn her. Gemara explains it's Raya. If you say that a man has a Ruach Tara, then it makes sense that a person should either have a choice or a Chayv to go and warn his wife. If you're going to say the reason why a person will warn his wife based on the satan, the rishus v'chayva liyulei litanish ruach tumah b'nafshei, does it make sense that the Torah would require a person to go and do so, or even give a rishus to a person to do so? And does it make sense that the Torah would say to someone that I want you to make sure to listen to the satan? Therefore, it seems clear from Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva that they hold that's mutal kanois. That's why the Torah gives you the right or the responsibility to go and warn your wife. And the Gemara continues and brings three machleksim between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, where Rabbi Shmuel says it's a rishus and Rabbi Akiva says it's a chayiv. Gufa, we just learned, v'kinyas ishtar rishus to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds the warning to your wife is based on a rishus and you have a right to do so. Rabbi Akiva says that the Torah gives a responsibility to the husband that if he suspects that his wife was mizana, he has to warn her. The Gemara continues with the second machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, and this machlekes is regarding the issur in the Torah for a kohen to be metamel mace aside for the shavu krevim. And the psukim at the beginning of Pashas Emor state as follows: Vayomer Hashem Moshe Emor l'kohen b'nei Aaron v'amata aleihem l'nefesh lo yitam v'amav. And then the pasuk states ki'im l'sheir akar v'lov le'imay lo'av v'lomay lo'bitor la'ochiv. And then the pasuk ends off in pasuk gimel v'achis absula krev v'lov asher lo yhoisel ish lo yitama. The Gemara brings lo yitama rishus to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds as a rishus and a person has a right to be metamel to his krevim, but it's not a chayv and it's not a mitzvah. Rabbi Akiva says it's actually a responsibility and a mitzvah to do so. And Taisa actually goes lo yitama mitzvah. And Taisa states that nafkamina according to Rabbi Akiva would be lo isa b'mitzvah if it would be considered a isa b'mitzvah potter mina mitzvah. It also brings a second nafkamina if we actually could force him to become tummy to his kravim. And the third machlek is between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is lo ilum b'hem tavaydu. It says b'negeya and evaknani, they have to serve you forever. And rishus to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds that you have permission to have them serve you forever. Rabbi Akiva says that is actually isa to let them free and they must serve you forever, and it's usul shachar avdai. And the Gemara will now discuss this brisa. So amli a papa abaye, or a papa says tabaye, but amli lor b'mishasha l'rava. And some say it was b'mishasha asked this question to Rava. Leim Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva b'chal Torah kula hachi plagi. Would we say that every time we have a mitzvah saying the Torah, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva would have a machlekes, and Rabbi Shmuel said it's rishus, and Rabbi Akiva would say it's chayva? So for example, even though the Torah states ol kachlam lachem b'yam rishon, Rabbi Shmuel says it's a rishus, and Rabbi Akiva would say it's a chayva. And as Rashi says, im kain ein lachem mitzvah say Rabbi Shmuel chayva, then you'll never find a mitzvah say b'chal Torah kula that l'fi Rabbi Shmuel is a responsibility and a chayv. And Meiri learned that of course b'chal Torah kula by regular mitzvahs that's certainly a chayv. And the Gemara's question is only b'negeya certain dinim in the Torah where it's not mashman as actual chayv. As for example, the pasuk says v'gals mimka achiv v'har b'kiyetz by ayin sham. And as the Gemara states, would you say the ma'am rishus Rabbi Shmuel would hold it's only rishus u'ma'am chayv, and Rabbi Akiva would say it's actual chayv? And amalei either by responds back to Rabbi Papa or Rava to Rabbi Shashia hachav b'kray plagi that over here the machlekes is based on specific psukim that says in the Torah, and that's why they have a machlekes in these cases. And we have a machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel who says it's a rishus and Rabbi Akiva who says it's chayv. B'chol Torah kula where there's no specific limud, surely there would not be a machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. And of course Rabbi Shmuel would agree that those are considered mitzvah say that are all chayvais. And the Gemara will now go through these three parshas in order to show the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara brings the first pasuk as the pasuk stated v'kinyas ishtar rishus to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva imechayva, as we said. So my time to Rabbi Shmuel, what's pshat Rabbi Shmuel? Sublo ki haitano, he holds like the following tanya. The tanya is we learned to b'risa. Rabbi Lez ben Yaakov imeh klapish amr Torah leisitzes chicha b'vecha. Since the Torah already told us that a person should not hate his brother in his heart, so yachol afsekein, we would think even though you suspect your wife of being a saita and of having been mizana, so maybe you shouldn't warn her. Talmud Leima, therefore the pasuk tells us for avol avruch kinah v'kinyas ishtar that there is a rishus and a husband has the right to go and warn his wife, even though this will cause hatred. Of Rabbi Akiva, kinei achrinachsev. Rabbi Akiva states that the pasuk actually says the lashon of kinei twice, as the pasuk says, "Ba'avol avruch kinah v'kineis ishtai v'hi nitma." Oy avol avruch kinah v'kineis ishtai v'hi loy nitma. And really, the pasuk could have said, "Ba'avol avruch kinah v'kineis ishtai v'hi nitma oy loy nitma." And by the fact that the Torah stated v'kineis ishtai twice, therefore the first time teaches us that it's a rishus, and you're not going to have a problem of leisistas achichol b'vecha. And the second one comes to teach us that it's actual chayv, and you have a mitzvah and a responsibility to warn your wife if you're choshed that she was mizana. And the Gemara now goes back to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, l'chayr, Rabbi Akiva has a good taina that says the lashon of v'kineis ishtar twice. And the Gemara answers, ayin debayin l'michta v'hinit t'ma v'hilayit t'ma. Since the Torah had to go through the pasha and discuss what would happen if she actually was mizana or if she was not mizana, k'siv nami v'kineis ishtar. Therefore, it says this extra lashon of v'kineis ishtar. This is based on the Tanz of Rabbi Shmuel, a different brisa that we have of Rabbi Shmuel, the Tanz of Rabbi Shmuel, because in Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel they taught us called pasha shenem of nishnis that if you have a pasha in the Torah that was said and then was repeated, l'nishnis el b'shul davish in chadish bar, that at times we find that as long as the Torah is mechadish something in the pasha, then we could repeat things, and it doesn't mean that we could learn anything from those words. And Gemara continues to discuss the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, but the gei being mitame yeshev v'kravim as lo yitam rishus to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds it when the Torah tells you you're allowed to be mitame yeshev v'kravim, that is a rishus and not a chayv. However, Rabbi Akiva says it's a chayv, whereas Taisis goes Rabbi Akiva im a mitzvah. My time to Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara asks what's pshat Rabbi Shmuel, because I have the chsiv since the pasuk stated emal akayim bnei Aaron v'amata leim l'nefesh lo yitam v'amav, that since the Torah tells us that a kohen cannot be metame to a mace. It's dricha lemichtav lo yitama. Therefore, the Torah tells us that regarding the sheva kravim, you have a right to go and be metame to them, but it's not necessarily telling us that there's a mitzvah to be metame to the sheva kravim. However, Kiva states mechim l'sheir nafka. They're really to teach us that you could be metame to your kravim. The pasuk states beforish, although lo nefesh lo yitama ba'amav, but next pasuk says ki im l'sheir hakarvi love le'ima le'aviv le'mayil le'bita le'achiv. Pasuk gimel continues la'chlisa psula kravi love ashaloi ha'isl ish, and the pasuk did not have to tell us lo yitama, as that is clearly what the Torah is talking about, and therefore lo yitama lomeli. Why the Torah tells us the extra word of lo yitama la'chayva? It's coming to teach us it's actually a chayiv and a mitzvah for a kohen to be metama to any of his sheva kravim. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Shmuel l'chayra, Rabbi Kiva is correct, and the word lo yitama seems to be extra. And why don't you learn that there's a chayiv for a kohen to go and be metama to his kravim? The Gemara answers, because Rabbi Shmuel uses the word law to teach us a different din. As lo metama, he could only be metama to the complete body of his karv, the ein metama levera, but he cannot be metama to a varim. And Rashi says we're talking about ev min achai, which we know is metama ke ev min ames, as we learned in Masechta Schulin, the istrich law lemut evera. And therefore, the word law is coming to tell you that if there is an amputated limb of one of his kravim, and of course there's a chiev to go and bury that limb, a kohen has no right to do so, and he can't be metame to a limb. He only can be metame to a full body. And the Rashi is bothered that why did Rashi say we're talking about Eiv Menachai if we know from the Gemara and Nazir Daf Mem Gimel that a kohen cannot be metame to an Eiv Menames of his kravim? And the Rashi therefore says the case of our Gemara could even be by an Eiv Menames, and the kohen has no right to go and be metame to an Eiv Menames of one of his kravim, and he only can be metame to the full body. And therefore, based on the way we're learning, it actually comes out that Rabbi Shmuel is not learning the din that's Rishus is from the word lo yitama. He actually learns it from the pasuk that states that you could be metame to your kravim, and just that he doesn't have the extra word lo yitama in order to teach us that it's a chayiv. And we continue on Daf Gimel and Beis, Rabbi Kiva, and according to Rabbi Kiva, Lemaisa, he also needs the word of law to teach us that he only can be metame to a full body and not to a varim. And the Gemara explains, Im kain lichter rachmana law velishtaik. Even if you wouldn't write lo yitama, you would still know that you can't be metame to anything but a full body, because the pasuk states lenefesh lo yitama ba'amav. Then it says ki'im l'sheir akar v'lov, etc. Even if it would just say la chayis l'psul law, we would also be able to learn this din, as we would learn law claim, as Rashi says, l'gufa sholem, only to a full body v'lo levra, and not to any of yivarim yitama lomli. So why did the Torah also say the word yitama shma minar? So Rabbi Kiva says that's an extra lashon to teach us that there's actual chiyav and a mitzvah for a kohen to be metame to one of his kravim. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel says, I did a kasuv law, since we had to write law in order to teach us law v'lo levra, and therefore kasuv nami yitame, that's why we say the last word l'chadotan v'yir shmol, based on the din that was taught us in yeshiva shmol, the tan v'yir shmol kapashish never v'nishus l'nishus el bishvul davish and schadishpa. Since we had to say law because we wanted to teach you law v'lo levra, therefore the Torah could add in law yitama, even though really you don't have to say that, but you still can't learn anything from the word yitame, and therefore according to Rabbi Shmol, it's only rishus for a kohen to go and be metame to one of his sheva kravim, but there's no mitzvah to do so. And the Gemara continued with the third limud, la'ilaman tavaydu. The Torah tells us, but again, Eva Knani, and an Eva Knani should serve you forever. Once again, we saw machlekes Rishus to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says it's only Rishus, but you don't have a responsibility and a chayv to do so. Rabbi Kiva says this teaches us that it's a chayv, and it's also l'shachar avdai. And once again, the Gemara goes through that there's a specific makar in this pasha that teaches us that it's Rishus. However, in other pashas, of course, every other time the Torah tells us something, that is a chayv. And the Gemara continues, my time to Rabbi Shmuel, where does Rabbi Shmuel notice him from? Because I did the chsiv l'ischayik on l'shama. Since the Torah tells us, but the gate is Zayin Umayis, that when you go into Eretz Canaan, you have to kill them all out, and you can't let anyone live. Therefore, although we always call an Eved that's not Jewish an Eved Knani, really, Avodah Knani were very rare because you had to kill them all out. And really, there's an Issa for a person to have an Eved that comes from the Zayin Umayis, as there's a special Chiyav to go and kill them. And therefore, Istrich Nami Lemichtav Lo'ilim Ben Tavaydu. That's how the Torah tells us that you have to keep an Eved forever. L'mishri Echa Mikolam Umayis Shabala Knanis Bahilim Ben Aben. And this teaches us if there's a male member from one of the other 70 Umayis came into Eretz Canaan and had a relationship with a Knanis, and then Bahilim Ben Aben, they had a child together, although the child was born from his mother who was a Knanis, that there's no din to kill that child, and the din is that you could keep him as an Eved, and therefore the Torah is teaching us they have a right to buy such an Eved. And Taisa states, that this is the Makar, the Ba'umayis Haloch Acha Zacha, that Benegeda Din of Yuchsin, although Yisrael is considered Yisrael if his mother Jewish, however, Benegeda Umayis, we go Basta Zacha, and we go Basta the male, and not based on the mother. And the Gemara explains the actual Makar, the Tanya explains the Braisa, Minay Lechem and Umayis, Shabala Knanis, Bahilim Ben Ben, Shatu Rishayi Leknais of Evid. How do we know if there's a male from one of the 70 Umayis that has a relationship with a Knanis, and they have a child, that you don't have a Chiyuv to kill them, and you have the right to buy them as an Evid? Tam Alayim, therefore the Pasuk tells us, Vigam Bnei Atayshavim, Hagorim And really, to understand this Gemara, we have to look in Parshas Bahar. After the Torah talks about an Eved Ivri, the Torah states, that you're allowed to buy an Eved V'Amo from those lands of the Goyim that surround you, but you can't buy an Eved or a Shivcha from the lands that you're living in, because those are Sa'ayin Amin, and you have a Chiyuv to kill them. The Pasuk then continues, they even allowed to buy from those that are living amongst you, and from those that are born in your lands. And the pasuk is diba b'hayva, and we know that it's daka shalish lachsa achar isha. And therefore, when the Torah states v'gam b'leah teshavim hagorim imchaim, that must be talking about a man that came from another land. It came into Eretz Canaan and had a relationship with someone that lived over there, and that's why at this point they're living together with you. They're actually not people that were born and are native to this land, and that's why the Torah is telling you that even though the mother of this child is a Kanani or of one of the Shiva Umays, which is standard to call a Kanani, and as Rashi states, that even though the Shiva Amim are the Chiti, Gagarshia, Mayur Kanani, Vapriz, Vachiva, Vusi, we're all called under the umbrella term of Kanani, as Rashi says, Kol Zayin Umays, Nikru Hashem Kanan, and also we know that we always call Eretz Yisrael Eretz Kanan, even though it was the land of all of the Zayin Umays. And since this child is Nikru Hashem Aviv, therefore a person can go and buy him as an Eved Kanani, and the Issa of Leisachai Kol Neshama does not apply to such a child. And the Gemara continues, Yachal Afa Kanani Shabal Achsman Umays, Vahilu Men Ben, Shatu Shay Leknais of Eved, that you would think that the same would apply, that if a male from the Shiva Umays went outside of Eretz Canaan and he had a relationship with another woman from the Ayin Umays and they had a child, you would also be able to acquire this child as an Eved Kanani, as we would go based on the mother's heritage and based on the mother's Yichus. And therefore the Pasuk tells us, Asher Yelidu Ba'atzechem, the only Avadim that you're allowed to acquire are only those that are born in this land, because their mother was a Kanani, but the father was from the other Umays. However, Minanod Ba'atzechem, and only those children that you're allowed to buy as an Eved, Loi Minagarim Ba'atzechem, and not from those children that now dwell in your land, meaning the father was from one of the Zayin Umays, and he went out of the land and had a relationship with one of the women from the Ayin Umays, and then after he had children, he brought them back to live in Eretz Canaan. That child is a pure Kanani, as Beyichos Be'umays with Holochacha Zachar, and therefore this child is considered a full-fledged Kanani. There would be an Issa to go and buy him as an Eved, and there would be a Chiyav of the Sechayi Kol Neshama. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Kiva, Mehem Tiknu Nafka, that since the Pasuk says, Mehem Tiknu Eved Va'amah, therefore we already learned this din, and Lo'ilam Bem Tavaydu Lamli, and why did the Torah tell us Lo'ilam Bem Tavaydu, is teaching us that there's a Chayiv, once you own an Eved Kanani, you have an Issa to go and let them free. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Shmuel, and L'chayra, Rabbi Kiva is correct that we have the extra word Behem, and we should learn that there's a Chayiv. The Gemara answers, Behem, Lo'i Ba'achichem, Rabbi Shmuel uses the term Behem to teach us that an Eved Kanani has to work for the Yisrael, and has to do Maisa Avdus. However, an Eved Ivri is not allowed to be given the same jobs as an Eved Kanani, and you have to make sure to take care of that Eved and not use him in an unnecessary fashion. And the Rishonim bring down for the Pasuk Leisir the Bay Befarach that you can't go and use the Eved to do Melechas Noshim La Noshim, or Noshim La Noshim, or Avodis Yom La Laila, or Avodis Laila Yom. And you also can't ask an Eved Ivri to do meaningless work and ask him to warm up a cup of water for you even though you don't need it, or to cool down a cup for you even though you don't need it. This issue would apply to other dinim as well. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Kiva doesn't need the word behem to teach us v'loi b'achichem, because b'achichem is safer to kronafka. We know that you have to treat your Eved Ivri in a proper fashion from the end of the Pasuk, as the Pasuk says, b'achichem b'nei Yisrael, ish b'achiv, loy seir d'boi b'farach. The Gemara asks Rabbi Shmuel, l'chayra, quote Rabbi Shmuel also, he should learn the din of v'loi b'achichem from the same Pasuk that Rabbi Kiva says, as it's mefurish that says, b'achichem b'nei Yisrael, ish b'achiv, loy seir d'boi b'farach. And the gears of our Gemara is Rabbi Shmuel, aydi d'chsiv b'achichem, k'siv nami behem, that since we had to say the word b'achichem, teach us the din of l'seir b'bim ferach, k'siv nami behem, so we say the word behem, even though we really don't need to teach you this din again, the Tani of Rabbi Shmuel, and this is similar to the b'raisa that Rabbi Shmuel brought us, the Tani of Rabbi Shmuel, kol pashinam b'nishnis, l'nishnis el b'shvil davish l'schadish b'ah, and therefore einach nami, even though the pasuk did not have to say l'ilam b'm tabaydu, and even though we don't really need the word behem, but we still can't learn anything from there, and therefore Rabbi Shmuel says, this can teach us that there's a rishus for a person to buy an Eved Kanani, but it's not teaching us that there's a chayiv not to let him free. And clearly this is the gersa of Rashi, and the Taisa Shans actually brings this gersa, and he goes through exactly what you learn out from these words. However, others are gersa in the Gemara, ayin l'chsib bahem, kasav nami uvachichem, ayin l'rishaynim. The Gemara continues, Omer Chista, zenusa v'besa, if there's nus going on in your home, ki kari l'shum shema, it's similar to worms that are in sesame seeds, that even though originally you're not able to tell that there's any problem with the sesame seeds, eventually it wears out the entire sesame seed, and the whole thing is gone. And if a woman is being mizana, it will cause destruction to home in regard to Gashmias, as she will be using money for her znus and not for her family. And Rav Chista, Taikva If a man's wife is always angry, that is also like worms in sesame, which will cause destruction to the home. And the Gemara explains, they're both referring to a woman, but if there's a man that's being mizana, or a man that's angry in his house, that won't cause destruction to the home necessarily. And Rashi points out, and the Gemara continues with the third member of Rav Chisda, that originally, prior to Klai Yisrael being Mizana, the Shechina was Shoira in everyone's home. Shenem, as the Pasuk says, but once Klai Yisrael has Nus, Nistal Kishchina Mehem, at that point the Shechina left. Shenem, as the Pasuk says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu hates Nus so much that if there's Nus, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will turn away from you. And the Gemara continues, if someone does a mitzvah of tzedakah in this world, that will go in front of him and escort him l'olam haba. Shenem, as the pasuk in Yeshaya states, if someone is even avera referring to his nus, it'll wrap around him and it'll be like a beged and it'll go in front of him and escort him l'yom adin when he will be sentenced to Gehenim. And that's why the Gemara first starts off as l'olam haba and ends off l'yom adin. Shenem, as the pasuk in Eva says, that someone's going to be wrapped by their ways in this world, it will cause them to go to Tayu, they will go to Gehenim, they will be destroyed. Rabbi Leza states, Kshur by Kekelev, that this nus will be attached to him like a Kelev. We know if the Kelev has relations, they get attached to that partner and they can't release themselves immediately. And similarly, this happens to someone that's Mizana. Shenem, as the Pasuk says in Yeshiv, and Gay Yosef, and Ashes Paitifa, and the Pasuk says, Vlishama Alea, that Yosef did not listen to the wife of Paitifera, Lishka Betzla Liyasima, and we learn Lishka Betzla by Ilmazah, that teaching us that he wouldn't lie with her in this world, Liyasima, Lilam Abba, and if he would have done so, then he would have been with her, Lilam Abba. The Gemara continues and brings the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph, which we discussed yesterday. Tanan Hasam, we will learn on Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph, Shahi Bedin, it would actually be a Svar in a Kabachemia, Uma Edis Hu Yishayna, Shayna Suasa Isaylam, Madach, the original Edis of Edis Thira, we had to aid him, testified that she secluded herself with this man, and the Is not forever, as she only becomes a suffix Saitor, and she drinks the Mayam Arm, she would be Mutah, the Edim Skayamas Bepach B'Shayim, and even so, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Yasin and Brais hold, they have to have two Edim in order to have Edis Tira. And therefore, Kolshkin Edis Achreina, if there's Edis that she actually had relation with someone, Shayseris Isoilam, which will cause it to be us for Eva, in addition to Skyam Pach B'Shayim, certainly you should have to have two Edim. That's why the Pasuk tells us, V'nistra V'hinit Ma, V'ed Ein Ba, which teaches us that once there's Kinyan Tira and there's Yuglaim Ladova, so then even though there aren't two Edim and there's only one Ed, she would still be us to her husband. And the Mishnah continues, V'kavachem L'Edis V'Shayim Me'ata, and now that we know that B'negeya Edis Shnia, you only need one Ed, so L'chay we should have a kavachem that the Edis V'Shayim, the Edis Tira should only need one Edis as well. And we should learn as follows, Uma Edis Achreina, just like B'negeya Edis of Tuma, where they said that we saw that she was actually Mizana, she is Rasa Isailam, and it's Asa forever. Miskems Be'ed Echad, all you need is one Ed, so Edis V'Shayim, Shayna Suasa Isailam, and it didn't just Skyim Be'ed Echad, then certainly the first Edis, which is only Edis Tira, and only causes her to become a suffix Saita, and it will not ask her forever, because if she drinks the Mayim Arim and it turns out that she was Tar, then she will be able to go back to her husband and she'll be able to eat Truma, etc. So we should also learn that even if you only have one aid, it says that I saw that she secluded herself, she should be also to her husband, at least Misafik. Therefore, the Pasuk tells us, and also says, and we learn that, just like B'negei Mamnis, you need to aid him. Also over here, you also need to aid him. Gemara is something that we should all be asking, because we saw yesterday that's not the limud. As high, michi matzba erev dava nafka. Are you telling me that you actually learned this from the pasuk of erev dava? And we learn that dava dava mimamin. The way that Rabbi Shua learns that aid kina and aid stira have to have two aidim, and it's not enough to have one aid, is mi bar nafka, as we said yesterday. Ba v'loy bekina, ba v'loy bestira. And it's only regarding tuma after you have a reglayin l'dava that you can have one aid. But prior to that, when you have kina and stira, you have to have two aidim. And the Gemara answers, this is really like a chesurim extra that is actually going to be stated in the Mishnah. In reality, we learn now from the word ba and tamal leim ba bavloi bikinu bavloi bistira the tumah ba'alma bloi kinu bloi stira the leim hemenate echmanolan. And then there's a second din that's stated in the Mishnah. And how do we know in general if there would be one aid that comes to Bezin and there was not kinu and stira? And he testifies that I saw that she was mizana with someone. That how do we know that he's not believed? And we learn nemakam ki matzav eres dava v'nem la'alan apishnei edim apishleisha edim yakin dava ma'dava amal la'alan edim shnayim. That just like B'negeya Mamnes, you need to aid him. Afkan Edim Shtayim, also B'negeya Erva, you need to aid him. And if you don't have Raglayim L'Dava, one aid doesn't work, and you require two Edom. And in regard to the second Kal V'Chomer, Tosfos bothered Alachira, how could the Gemara think that this would be a valid Kal V'Chomer? As Tamar, to have a Muslim river, the Gemara should have said that it's not a valid Kal V'Chomer, because Mala Edis Achreina, I could bring you a Raya that Edis Achreina is different, because Shekinah Reglai Moldova, that happened after Kenan's Tira, and maybe that's why the testimony of one aid would work. However, although Edis Rishreina, but the Gayas Tira doesn't ask her forever, but one aid would not work, as there's no Reglai Moldova yet, and we will stop over here.